What is going on, Jets? It's RPM here, coming into with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, this is a very interesting HMT. Why? Because it falls under the old idiom, where there's smoke, there is definitely fire. However, the termination train makes him stop at good old Maskistan. And you guys know, when the boys of Maskistan decide to put the mask on, they get to work. Like the man in this article that was published on the 24th of April. Insecure over trainer's inappropriate behavior. Man offlines wife for going to the gym. Gentlemen, we all know good and well, personal trainers, they have zero problems going after married women, which, in my humble opinion, is a scumbag thing to do. But we all know they definitely go after married women. Why? Because married women are some of the easiest women to lay down with. And personally, I think when a married woman is found to be cheating on her husband should be granted a full uncontested divorce. But that's for later. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Insecure over what he believed was quote unquote inappropriate behavior by gym trainers. A man offlined his wife in utter predacious morabidad after a long running dispute over her gym visits. Police said. The accused, identified as Shobhit Gupta, a scrap dealer, was arrested after he confessed to offlining his wife, Poonam, at their home. The couple, married for 10 years, had a 7-year-old daughter. According to investigators, frequent arguments erupted between the two over Poonam's gym visits. During police questioning, the accused told police he had no doubts about his wife's character, but felt increasingly insecure about the gym environment. He claimed he believed trainers looked at women with inappropriate intent and tried to lure them, a suspicion that police said grew over time and eventually turned violent. Let's go ahead and put a pin on the inappropriate intent that he felt that the gym trainers actually had toward his wife. The incident took place on Wednesday, when an argument escalated. Police said Shobhit allegedly picked up an iron rod and struck his wife on the head, offlining her on the spot. After the termination, the accused reportedly sat with the carcass for nearly 7 hours, attempting to plan a cover-up. He later placed the carcass on the bed and called emergency services, claiming his wife had fallen and been injured. However, inconsistencies in his account raised suspicions. Later, during sustained questioning, he finally broke down and confessed to the crime, police said. Well. Gentlemen, we know, especially here in the West, so many married women have no problems, you know, hooking up with their personal trainer. It's become a trope of sorts, if you will. Meanwhile, the husband, he has to sit by and let it happen. Lest the woman decide, you know what? If you don't let me do this, I'm going to use the gun of the state. Yeah, once again, gentlemen, marriage, especially Western marriage, is a hostage situation for men. You never know when she's going to pull the gun of the state, which is why so many men are still so fearful in their marriages. But nobody ever wants to talk about that part of marriage. Instead, it's always, why don't men want to get married? No man wants to have the gun of the state, you know, at his wife's beck and call. But once again, another video for another time. But yes, women over here in America proudly have no problem saying, yeah, I'm hooking up with my personal trainer. Now what? But this man, he saw the signs. He had a gut feeling. He tried to get his wife out of that situation. She didn't want to go. Guess what? This man felt disrespected. And hey, one thing led to another. And he ended up putting on the mask. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly and truly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home, got to give that a 10. Method of execution, the rod of reckoning, I'm going to give that a 45. Psychological impact. Doesn't say anything about the daughter being there, but of course they had to come collect the carcass, so I'm going to give that a 40. And for the brutality factor, he just played whack-a-mole. He hit her one time. He didn't go completely caveman, but he went caveman enough. So I'm going to give that a 35. So Shobit, Gully Gupta gets a score of 130. I love how the fact they try to use the word, or they use the word insecure. Fellas, never let anybody try to shame you by throwing that accusation in your face. When your gut is telling you something, listen to your gut. If you think something's wrong, don't be like, oh, well, you know, they're going to call me insecure. No. Act on your gut feeling. Ask questions until the person that you have the question about, until they make it more comfortable for you to no longer ask questions, ask those questions. Insecure, shaming language, be damned. Once again, gentlemen, where there is smoke, there is potentially fire. Don't be that sucker that just sits there and be like, oh, well, I trust my wife completely. I'm not going to ask any questions. I don't want to know what's going on. No, Women love to talk about women's intuition, which is all bullshit, if you ask me. But we men have our own intuition. It's called our gut feelings. Gentlemen, never ignore it. But with that being said, hey, this man figured things out. He knew what was going on. He knew eventually his wife was going to end up going with somebody. So you could say it was kind of a prevention termination, because things were going to definitely get worse. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who are using the gym as a pseudo nightclub / new hookup spot, you better understand this. Honestly and truly, you better understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you have in that little arena, trying to get your little groove back, that power is going to go out. Feminism and the idea that shaming men is going to continue to keep them from taking action when they know that they should take action, that's going to go out right along with it. Because believe you me, ladies, especially you women here in America that have no problems openly talking about how you're going to hook up with your trainer. Yeah, okay. When that man decides today is the day, I don't want to hear a damn thing about you being a victim. Mm-mm. You were the architect of your own demise, just like the woman in this article, when all she had to do was say, hey, let me talk to you. Let's calm down and let me make you more secure about this. Hell, I'll bring you to the gym. Well, you know what? That's not a good idea either, because as we all know, gentlemen, the woman that you decide to be in a relationship with, she has no problems introducing you to the guy that she's sleeping with on the side. But that's neither here nor there. Another video for another time. And with that being said, ladies, when that man finally snaps, it is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.